That picture of the swearing in last night, that ought to be Time Life Magazine's picture of the year because people lack it. As a matter of fact, I made it today's picture of the day because people lack them pictures. And it shows Thomas, Justice Thomas, I'll throw it up in the chat room so you can see it at crusadechannel.com/chat. That's what I'm talking about. And Mrs. O'Connor just showed a screenshot. Maggie found this photo number two of the Barretts kissing in the Oval Office. And there you see Justice Thomas walking in, Melania walking. Looks like Melania is actually taller than Don John. And then President Trump behind him. You know, I was after I watched the swearing in last night, I made a mental note. I even put it. I started a pile of prep early so we'd have one for today, and I posted this up on the Acting All Crusadery blog that President Trump last night actually sounded presidential. I mean that. That little, how long is that address that he gave? 3 minutes? Okay. So it's probably about 5-6 minutes long. We probably have the first 2 or 3 minutes of what he said about Justice Barrett as he was swearing her in. And then she gave a little remark about a minute long. And she basically said everything she said in her confirmation hearing. I will apply the law. I'll read the Constitution. I'll read the statute. I won't put my personal policy preferences in there. Pretty much what you want to have. But to me, one of the positive signs and the tip-offs about this is that Justice Barrett was sworn in by, this isn't even a horse race. It's not even arguable who is the most constitutionally originalist slash conservative slash morally astute justice on the Supreme Court, and that's Justice Thomas. I'll put Alito right up, Justice Alito, but this isn't even a horse race. So the fact that, I mean, it was if you're a Catholic, I'm speaking to our Catholic listeners. If you're a Catholic or viewers on YouTube, if you are a Catholic and you're one of those never Trumpers out there, and you actually now, maybe you're not voting for a creepy Joe Biden. Maybe it's the libertarian candidate who is equally bad when it comes to issues of life. As a matter of fact, Dr. Brad Berzer, who apparently doesn't want to vote for Trump, was on Twitter yesterday. He, the author of the Berzer Effect here on this show. Dr. Berzer was saying that he would vote for the libertarian candidate, but they stink on issues of life. Of course, but they're libertarian. See Russell Kirk's Chirping Sectaries essay from 1958 for reasons why. well, what excuse can someone who is trying to practice the Catholic faith, what excuse do you have to not support the president? I don't get it. You just want everybody to lose out their mind and not be critical thinkers to be a homer, King Dude. No, I want you to use your critical thinking skills, and you can critically think about what Justice Barrett endured to get onto the bench. And now this is the key thing. So last night, I don't know, is Richard Barrett in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat? He is not. He is missing in action early this morning. He said something last night in our private Google Hangout text messages about a court victory in Wisconsin last night. Now, I didn't get a chance to look this up, but I know that Wisconsin Republicans were suing, I believe, the governor or whoever it was that decided they were going to change the law and were going to allow, 16 days? Was it Wisconsin where they were going to allow 16 days of mail-in balloting? It was just ridiculous. And look, There it is. Thank you, Richard. It's in the chat room now, crusadechannel.com/chat. That's a new Tenoch Tietlin Times. Supreme Court won't extend Wisconsin's deadline for mailed ballots. Now, is this Roberts cracking? Has Roberts cracked? In a court in April, the court had assumed an extension was permissible, though it insisted that ballots be mailed and postmarked before Election Day. Let's see. I can't see the rest of it because I you can't read the new Tenoch Tietlin Times anymore unless you subscribe to the darn thing. So all I can give you is the headlines and no details. This is going to happen again. North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan all want extended deadlines of weeks, days, and weeks. And now Georgia to extend their mail-in ballotings. Can you Democrats get this through your heads? The coup to rig the election, as you are attempting to do, only makes it that much more apparent that there's an act of theft going on and that this is not legit. Did you know that yesterday the Biden campaign put a lid on their own candidate until Election Day? They're not even going to let the guy go out and check the mail in the mailbox. He's got to stay cocooned in the basement. What in the hell is going on here? By the way, since I got this pause and I want to catch up on Get Back Live, President said this yesterday afternoon about voting in person because he knows what their game is. He knows exactly what they're trying to do. And I got the wrong remote in my hand. Operator error.
So important for you to go out and vote in person. This is the most important election of our lifetime. Maybe it's the most important election in the history of our country because you see what they're doing with the radical left. These are radical left people. They want to turn our country into a socialist state. They want to, as an example, in Texas or Pennsylvania or Oklahoma or North Dakota or Ohio, they want to take away your fracking. They want to take away your energy. Frankly, no oil, no guns, no God. Very simple. No oil, no guns, no God.
No oil, no guns, no God.
They want to spend
no
the money, all of this money. They want to raise it, raise your taxes to a level that's never been done before. And they want to spend it on this ridiculous Green New Deal, which makes no sense whatsoever. You've got to go out and vote. Go out to the polling booth, vote in person. Most important election we've ever had. Go out and vote in person. Thank you.
All right, just wanted to, go out and vote in person. So he knows what the score is. He knows what they're, everybody knows what they're trying to do. All right, thank you to Cesare Zipol, who I guess copied and pasted this from the new Tenoch Tietlin story. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 5-3 vote that Wisconsin cannot count mail-in ballots that arrive after Election Day. Justice Brett Kavanaugh offered his reasons against extending the deadline in a concurrence, arguing that under... Now, what did I tell you? What does this all hinge on? Article 1, Section 4. Let's see what Justice Kavanaugh wrote. Under the U.S. Constitution, the state courts do not have a blank check to rewrite state election laws for federal elections, and suggesting that chaos and suspicions of impropriety could ensue if thousands of absentee ballots flow in after Election Day and potentially flip the results of an election. In a dissent, Justice Alana Kagan argued that there are no results to flip until all valid votes are counted, adding, "Nothing could be more suspicious or improper than refusing to tally votes once the clock strikes 12 on election night." Note, one argument is purely emotional, and one argument is grounded in reason and the U.S. Constitution. Bam, slam, dunk. Bring on Pennsylvania. Bring on Now, bring on Michigan, bring on Pennsylvania, and bring on North Carolina, and let's end this madness. You Democrats need to go back to the hell that you crawled out of. Take your pitchforks and your demons and all the rest of your chicanery with you. It's going down. Now, let's talk strategy for just a moment. Why would you want to try and seat a president who is obviously compromised, number one? Any foreign entity has all they need to blackmail the Biden family. Number two, is obviously physically and mentally compromised. Number three, who obviously is losing this campaign and is losing it because of their own what? There's no enthusiasm. There's not even an attempt to go out and campaign and challenge in Michigan and in Minnesota. And all you've got in Pennsylvania is to send Obama. You've got to send Obama to Philadelphia. Then they let Creepy Joe out the box for one day, and what does he do? He gives the whole farm away. He tells the entire world they've got a voter fraud organization going on. It is almost as if the demons cannot stay in the shadows. It is almost as though the demons are revealing themselves in the Democrat Party. It is almost as though they have overplayed their hand yet again. And as Joseph Pierce wrote yesterday, and we shared with you in the last hour of yesterday's program, available if you're a Founders Pass member at crusadechannel.com.